everybody, and welcome to Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, the podcast, brought to you by the Shepherd Express. I'm your host, Matthew Filipovich. Every episode, I'm going to bring on one of the regular comedians from Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, which in addition to being the podcast that you're listening to right now, is also a monthly live progressive political stand-up comedy show. We're going to discuss and joke about a news story, and then we'll talk a bit about comedy. Speaking of, our next live in-person show is coming up on Saturday, October the 21st. Advance tickets are only $8. They're on sale now at laughingliberallymke.com. On that show, we'll have Brian Green, Caitlin McCarthy, AJ Grill, the accountants of Homeland Security. We'll have a special activist interview with the Waukesha Rainbowland teacher, Melissa Temple. We'll also have this week's comedian. I'm so excited that our guest this week is the hysterical Vanessa Tortolano. Vanessa, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Matthew.
All right, so Vanessa, in case people haven't heard, last week, Lauren Boebert, the far right-wing Republican MAGA House member, was kicked out and ejected from a Broadway touring production of Beetlejuice the Musical, which is totally a thing that happens to normal, decent human beings. So she was ejected because she was being disrupted, she refused to stop vaping, she was taking flash photos during the show, causing a disturbance, which seems so out of character. She normally comes off as so considerate to others. After it, she posted on Twitter or X or whatever the hell Musk is calling it now. She said, quote, "It's true. I did thoroughly enjoy the amazing Beetlejuice at the Bell Theater, and I plead guilty to laughing and singing too loud." So then her campaign after this actually denied that she was vaping inside the space and saying she wasn't being disrupted, saying it wasn't vape smoke, but it was the fog machines in the show. But it actually turns out, hey, there were security cameras inside the space. So there's actual footage of her vaping. There's footage of a pregnant woman sitting directly behind her, asking her, please stop vaping, and her saying no. There's footage of her taking the flash photos, waving her arms all over the place. There's also, however, some additional footage. So Boebert filed for a divorce from her husband back in May. In the footage, she's at the play with another dude, and look, not to slut shame, we're all sex positive here. You go, Boebert. You go, Boebert. You do it, whatever, it's fine. But Boebert is also famously or infamously anti-gay, anti-trans, a very family values type of Republican, right? So those who accuse the left of exposing children to sexual situations, ooh. So it's a tad hypocritical that there's footage of her with her date at the play where the date is publicly fondling her breasts, and she's publicly fondling his crotch. Again, not to slut shame, but there were actual children at this musical right nearby. When they were being kicked out, Boebert yelled, "Do you know who I am?" Which, again, is something, totally something normal people say all the time. Do you know who I am? Well, if they didn't before, they sure do now. She flipped on the bird, and she left. When later asked why she behaved so rudely, she said, "I got confused. I thought I was at Joe Biden's State of the Union speech." Vanessa, the whole thing's nuts. What's your take on all this?
Oh, boy. It's giving real, like, double wide vibes, if you know what I mean. Like, just, and not, don't get me wrong, like, I have come from a poorer background. I understand what it's like. Like, listen, I'm 43 years old. Like, I used food stamps when they were still stamps. Okay. So, like, I get it. I've been there. Like, I've been the woo girl sometimes, but I do, like, you're a politician.
Mm-hmm.
Who's whole platform is family values and just like being a jerk towards all the LGBTQ crowd and like calling, you know, it's just awful. It's just, it's pardon my hashtag trashy. It's what it is. It's what it is right there. That's all it is.
I don't know if you saw this, but apparently the dude that she was dating that night is actually a Democrat supporting owner of a bar that hosts LGBTQ plus and drag events, which again,
right. I saw that.
She had a Twitter post a while ago, which is like, take your children to church, not to drag bars, which again, totally hypocritical.
Yeah, take your cleavage to a bar and not a family event. Yeah, I saw all that footage too. It's pretty like that. I mean, that would be considered R-rated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you put that on in a movie, like you couldn't show that at the PG-13.
Yeah, no, she also said that I fell short of my values on Sunday. You don't say. Mm. I mean, you're certainly rude enough, which pretty matches your values, but your forward facing values, I guess, is what you're trying to say.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And it's like, look, I can understand also being a separated from her partner,
sure,
a person, how you get into a wild moment afterwards, you know,
sure,
like there's a wild streak that happens, which is understandable when you're not a politician who pushes a family values agenda.
Right. And also just, I'm sorry, just the idea that like, that I know it's the whole Trump thing where like there are no facts anymore, right? Where they just constantly lie about everything, but like literally lying that she was vaping there. Like, why are you lying about that? And just like, why did she lie? Like, did she have any idea that there might be someone with a camera? I mean, she had a camera, right? She was using a camera. Couldn't you think, oh, maybe somebody actually saw me vaping? Why would you lie about something so stupid? And then saying, oh, I guess I generally didn't recall that I was vaping that evening. Again, it's just like, you're a politician, right? You need to be smarter about these things.
Right. And do you know who I am? Somebody knows who you are. They know who you are. They're videotaping you. Like, you're on camera at all times by someone if you're in public, for sure. Yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous. And I just, like, part of me also wonders, like, is this just a, like a distraction thing? Like, is this like a planned thing? Like, they're like, okay, we clearly know that these things are here. Let's like do this weird thing to distract people while we, oh, wait, we're not gutting all the energy, clean energy regulations over here. And
yeah, no, I would not put them past that in any way, shape or form.
Yeah. I just, that's kind of my take on it. Cause I just don't watch a lot of news. I try not to, like, it's not good for my mental health. Cause I just get way too angry. You know?
I believe you're probably a much more healthy human being than I am.
Sometimes,
yeah.
But then I worry about the environment and I read and look at all the environmental stuff. And then I'm just like, we're all gonna die. You know? So it's not much better.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so Vanessa, another aspect of the podcast is a discussion of the art of comedy. What I've been asking the comics lately is, how has comedy been treating you lately? What have you been up to? What's some of the main cool stuff you've been doing lately? And you live in Madison. What's up?
I live in Madison. I've been, the new thing in comedy that I've been doing is I've been teaching improv.
Cool.
And that's super fun. I really enjoy it. I've been doing improv now for over 11 years. I think going on 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're just 12 years. And I just really enjoy it. It's nice because I like to talk and be a know-it-all. So it's probably a good thing to be a teacher when you're that kind of person. And my students seem to really enjoy my teaching. I've gotten a lot of great feedback and yeah, so I have a class hopefully starting. We need to get enough people. So I don't know how far this is going to reach,
we'll be on the 20th. So today's, if we're pretending we're live, everybody, it's Wednesday today, even though we're technically recording this on Monday night. So,
yeah. So sign up immediately at ladylaughs.com. If you're in the Madison area looking to try something new, or you've always wanted to do improv, I'm doing it through the Lady Laughs Comedy School. And it's pretty tiny, but we're very welcoming and encourage people of the alphabet community to be a part of it. Women, just to provide a safe space, because it's not always like I do teach improv with Monkey Business Institute as well. And that's also very, very wonderful. But sometimes it's nice to have a space that's separate and for women and queer people. To not saying that men cannot apply at all, but you have to be very aware that you can't say no shit. Otherwise we are out. Which happened in a class once.
Ooh, nice. Good job.
Yeah.
I've done improv before and seen that dude before, and so yeah, good that that they get shut down.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, I think the whole genre as a whole is getting better, but it was pretty bad there for a while, and I think now that we're finally in a space where people feel safe calling people out too. And I think that's very important, but this is just a different, more loose and comfortable space to do that. So anyway, those classes will be held on Tuesdays for 6 weeks, starting September 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. Excuse me. And yeah, and I'll be teaching and it'll be a nice intimate class.
Awesome. Where can, so that's LadyLaughsComedy.com, which is founded by
yes.
the regular listeners know, the wonderful Dina Nina as the founder and head of that organization. And amazingly funny and also older person of Madison now as well, which is,
yeah.
which is great. Where can people find you personally on the interwebs and social media if they want to find your comedy other than Laughing Liberally, which is happening on the October 21 Laughing Liberally? Where can they find you and where else you're performing?
You can find me online on Instagram, Vanessa Pants, on TikTok, Nessa Pants, I believe is that one, and Facebook, Vanessa Pants. I kept the pants because a lot of people forget Tortolano, but they remember pants because we don't walk out of the house without our pants on. And then I have a show, if we're airing it on the 20th, it would be tonight at Gibbs in Madison. Opening for I forget off the top of my head. But then I'm also going to be in Stevens Point on the 29th, doing a nice long set, I think 30 to 40 minutes. Stevens Point at a winery. Whoa, I have to check that one. I should have had this written down. I'm a horrible person. I'm sorry. I'm not more prepared.
But people can find it on your social media. You'll be posting about these shows.
I will post it.
So
yeah.
Find Vanessa on Instagram. It. Yeah, sure you will.
Sunset Point Winery. There we go.
Excellent.
And that's the 29th.
Awesome. And then Laughing Liberally on October 21. So, Vanessa, lots of fun. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Matthew.
All right, everybody. I want to thank you so much for listening to episode 79 of Laughing Liberally Milwaukee. We have new episodes with a new comedian on the first and third Wednesday of every month. Please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. You can find out more at laughingliberallymke.com. Until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you at the next Laughing Liberally Milwaukee.